going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, 33 now. So the Baltimore Ravens draft tonight, allegedly pick number 27, allegedly. We shall see, Edward, whether or not they actually pick with the 27th pick. So I want you to complete this sentence. I'll be happy with the Ravens on Friday if they what, Ed?
Well, I was going to use it as a person. I'd be happy if they picked... And one of the, it's like three guys I'm really looking at. Two I think are unrealistic. One I think they can really get, and that would be Mike Green out of Marshall,
Woo! Out of
Georgia.
It's my guy.
Who, Green?
Yes, that's been my guy now for a month.
Yeah, I mean he's predicted to go higher, obviously.
Yeah, he is.
But you never know.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened. He's not going to be a top three pick. So I mean, those are pretty set though. You know, like 1 through 4. You know, they've got a lot of picks. They always do. If they can move up, there's a chance they could snatch Mike Green. I think that'd be fantastic. Williams out of Georgia is another one, but I really prefer Green because, although Williams has got a ton of, I think he led the NCAA in sacks.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But my pick that I think is realistic and the one I'm looking at is Amunawori out of South Carolina because I think they could use him. He's a physical freak. I think he would complement Colin Hamilton tremendously. I think they'd have incredible safety tandem with him back. You got these two tall, fast. Well, he's faster. He's faster than Hamilton. But, I mean, just physically gifted safeties make a huge difference. And I think he'll be available in the Ravens draft.
I'm going to completely punk out on this whole assignment. I am. I will be happy with the Ravens on Friday if they do what they do. I mean, nobody knows the Baltimore Ravens draft board like them. This is Eric DaCosta. I have no idea what they want to do at pick number 27. If they trade back because they believe that pick 37th pick is just as valuable as the 27th or has more value at number 37, then go. If they move up, which I would bet you money they're not going to do, Ed, then fine. If I have to pick something, I'll be happy if the Baltimore Ravens at pick number 27 get an offensive lineman or a safety. Either one of those. I'll be happy with the Ravens on Friday if they get it, because I don't think there'll be a pass rusher worth it. I hear what you're saying about Mike Green. That dude ain't dropping. He ain't falling.
Ravens, he's not going there.
Yeah,
they have to go get him.
They'll have to go up 7 to 10 slots up to get him, if not more. Mm-hmm. So if I think you'll have value at offensive line, you'll have value at safety back there. If they get one of those guys, I'll be happy. However, if we wake up or at the end of the draft, first round, we find out that they traded back because they found more value in the top half of the second round, I'm cool with that too, because nobody knows like Eric. It's hard for me to ever. And at this point, they've worn me down. I can't. it's a boring show the day after the draft with the Ravens. It's boring because whatever they did, it's going to work. Whatever.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's just we talk up. It's easier to talk about what other teams did and speculate how it worked out than to speculate what Eric DaCosta did. Oh, Eric DaCosta just traded back into the second round, pick number 38. All right. Well, I wonder what Pro Bowler he's going to get there. I wonder what guy he's going to get there that's going to play for the next 7 years as a Raven. Just how it is with him.
Well, you may get your wish because I mean, you know, prepping for this and we're talking about it for a week at least. There's two linemen out of Ohio State, and different sites have both, each of them going to the Ravens.
Yeah.
One had Josh Simmons out of Ohio State going to the Ravens, and the other had Donovan Jackson. And I'm looking at Yahoo Sports right now. I just pulled this one up. Donovan Jackson is the one I saw here going, you know, at 27 to the Ravens. Another one, I can't remember who that, I think it was just ESPN, had Josh Simmons. So if they get either of the Ohio State offensive linemen, I'd be happy as well.
410-583-1057 is the number. What's going on, Johnny and Dundalk?
Fellas, good morning. Rob, good morning. I can't agree with you more, man. I don't want the Ravens to get too cute. Don't go across the grain. Don't get rid of Andrews. Hold on to him until after minicamp. He could become more valuable if somebody gets hurt than I think in the draft.
Okay, so you'll be happy Friday if Andrews is still a Baltimore Raven.
And we pick 27th or above. Yep.
Hey, thanks a lot, my man. I love that. Don't be too cute. Be the Ravens.
Yeah. Well, is anybody doubt that they're going to just stick with the program? I mean, just like as you said when we opened the segment, I think we all have faith in them. It used to be, you know, I believe in Ozzie,
yeah.
You know, believe in the process and all that stuff, and Ozzie I trust. I feel the same about EDC.
Oh, no doubt. So, Ozzie is a Hall of Fame GM.
Yeah.
Eric DaCosta, he drafts and builds a lot of more to my liking, though. His style is more my style. You know that. I'm an offensive guy. You know, I think Jeremy said it best. I would not be surprised if we wake up Friday morning and find out that they drafted a wide receiver. That's how Eric DaCosta is. Mm-hmm. Eric DaCosta wants to outscore you. He wants to, hey, we're going to put up 40 and figure out what you guys on the other side of the football field do. Hey, we're going to do 40. Can you score 40 today? You can't? Y'all in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. Why is the defense so good? Scheme is a part of it. But the reason the defense is also so good because the other team is playing to try to put up multiple points quickly. We're making the clock their enemy. We're scoring early, making the clock your enemy now. Now you can't make mistakes. What happens when you can't make mistakes? You just talked about the Orioles pitchers, pitching not to make mistakes. What happens when you do that? You make mistakes.
Yeah.
Ozzie Newsom is a Hall of Fame GM, period. Eric DaCosta drafts more to my liking, though.
I think when all said and done, you have DaCosta in the same conversation. He's been ranked the best GM in football by his peers. He's built a tremendous team. He's done so many things that I like as well. There's the one thing that Ozzie would not do was make in-season trades or, he would tend not to make big splashes like that. And, you know, we've seen him, Eric, do this. You know, even ones that didn't work out like, you know, Thomas, Earl Thomas. Didn't work out for personality reasons, but when they acquired him, I was thrilled. He was the best safety of his cohort at the time. And they went out and got him, and they paid. I mean, they gave him a good contract. They paid. He ended up being a jerk.
But that was a good move, though.
It was a good move, though.
Yeah. I would venture to say, Ed, I would bet you money that the conversation back in the Lamar draft went a lot like this. This is what we hear, Ozzie. This is your last draft, but I would sure love to get back in the first round and get my quarterback.
Yeah,
I bet you the conversation went like that. I bet you it did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.